Because I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think she really did make a mistake. I did that on purpose. I'm not going to do that in my books, not just people just rushed into relationships. I did that because it's part of the story. I wanted you to show you that, like, Jenny only went out with Mason because she feels like she's known him a lot longer because she's been having dreams about him, didn't she, remember? If you have read the whole book, then you know what I'm on about. Right at the beginning, she had loads and loads of dreams about Justin and Mason. She met Mason first in her dreams, and Zoe. So she felt like she knew that he was a good guy, so she went out with him. But she didn't even know he was a vampire. Then she found out he was, and she kind of freaked out. And she knows Justin's a vampire, and she kind of just didn't think about it. She's like, oh yeah, I just found out that Mason's a vampire, and I don't want to redate him because I don't really like him. So she breaks out of him, and then, because she was emotional, she's like, I just got out of Justin because I have things for him and I like him, even though I don't even know him either. So, yeah, she's kind of gone really crazy. Jenny is not being herself. She's been, all that's happened to her right now, she lived in Liverpool, she started having weird dreams about the future and the past and stuff, moves to Weymouth, meets the guy out of her dreams, dates him, even though she doesn't fucking know the guy, breaks out of him because she has things with someone else, rushes into another relationship, and starts dating Justin, even though she doesn't even know him. And she's thinking, hold on a sec, I found out that my ex-boyfriend, who I barely knew, Mason, was a vampire, and now I'm doing exactly the same thing with Justin. But then she's kind of thinking, yeah, I didn't put that in the book, but I have, but not in this bit. That when you, I didn't really say this bit about it. But I told you she has feelings for him. You read that bit, but she doesn't say this bit yet. Where she says like she broke up with him because she wants it to work, basically because she knows she really likes him. So you can kind of see where she's going. Jenny's trying to figure out what she wants. Is Jenny going to be a vampire hunter and move on, or is Jenny going to be a vampire hunter and date Justin? He knows a vampire, or is she going to give up on being a vampire hunter and believing they're all evil or whatever, and keeping her normal beliefs of evil and stuff, and just date Justin, or she can go back to Mason, let's see. But Jenny's kind of single right now, but she's still kind of made friends, and she hasn't even started school yet. We're on chapter 13, we haven't started school yet, which I think is quite fun. I didn't want the Russians to go into school like they do in all the books. So yeah, that's happened, and we're going to focus on Amber next. We're going to talk about on what's happened to Amber, and she's going to go out of lock and control, and we're going to find out what happened to her family, and Jenny is about to find out about her mum and dad's secrets, the ones beside being a vampire hunter family, which she really knows, but about the past, which we started at the beginning, so that's going to unravel.